39 win over Pleasanton to get their first win, and Pleasanton falls to 0-4. Overton got 16 points, 10 rebounds from Grace Eklund, 11 points from Miranda Farley and Kinsey Enochs. Pleasanton was led by Courtney Dowell with 17 points. Here in the boys game, Overton might be unbeaten, but Overton is the preseason number one team in D1 and made it to the state finals last year and let a 17-point lead get away against Loomis and lost in overtime. That's their loss so far this year, and I'm sure that's focused this group of guys to continue and move on and do some real good things. Of course, Overton made it into the state semifinals in football this past season. So they're just kind of hitting their stride as usual, and let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in the area. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, number 13 is a 5'6 junior, Austin Pates. Number 15 is a 6'1 senior, Cole Pritchard. Number 21 is a 5'10 junior, Caleb Pritchard. Number 23 is a 5'9 junior, Colin Janicek. And number 45 is 6'1 senior, Garrett Reese. Head coach of the Bulldogs, Bill Giffen, assisted by John Klosterman. Pleasanton is 3-0 on the season with victories so far over Excel, Loop City, and Elwood. For the Overton Eagles, their starting lineup goes with number 10, a 5'11 sophomore, Matt Ayton. Number 22, a 6'3 senior, Jacob Jensen. Number 30, a 6-foot senior, Brady Weiss. Number 32, a 5'11 senior, Zach Olmstead. And number 34, a 6'2 junior, Jacob Olmstead. Head coach of the Eagles, Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. Overton 2-1, ranked number one in D1, with wins over Arapahoe and Axtell, and the overtime loss to Loomis. That's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, and you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Best of luck in tonight's game from Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed, your yield leaders, proud to support our area athletes in and out of the game. We'll have the opening tip next.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Simatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Well, the opening tip of the ball game is going to be taken by Overton, and controlling it is Brady Weiss. He dribbles around until he can blow by his defender and lay it up and in, and Brady Weiss has the first bucket of the ball game here for Overton, and they've got the 2-0 lead. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles and the white unis with the blue trim, black unis with the red trim for Pleasanton. They throw it away. The ball stolen away by Jensen. Jensen tries to give it off to Olmstead, and a foul is going to be called. The foul will be called on Austin Pates. First foul of the basketball game after Pleasanton's first turnover. And they will take it out underneath their own hoop. Overton will lob it out to the top of the circle to Matt Ayton. He's a pretty good three-point shooter. They go to the high post. Olmstead tries to throw through to Jensen on the low block. He kicks it back out on the right wing. With it is going to be Olmstead. Jacob drives in, and he loses the handle, and another foul called on Pleasanton. This one's going to go on Pates again. That's two quick ones on Austin Pates, and immediately Coach Bill Giffen has to go to the bench 45 seconds into the game and call on Derek Tolles to check in, and they're going to give some free throws here to Olmstead, and the first one is no good by Jacob Olmstead. He'll have another one coming. So not a good start there for Pates. He's got to check out almost immediately. And the second free throw now on the way, and Olmstead can't get that one to go either, and Pleasanton will have the rebound with Garrett Reese. Reese will swing it off on the right wing, and let's see how Pates coming out of the ball game affects anything here. With it is going to be number 23, Colin Janicek, quarterback of the football team, quarterback of his basketball team as far as handling the basketball. He's got it at the top of the circle, swings it off to Caleb Pritchard. He attacks right side, puts it up and in, but they're going to wave it off and call a foul before that on Overton. The foul is on Jacob Jensen, his first. They called the girls' game between two winless teams tight, so just so you know, the boys will get the inbound to Pleasanton. The short jumper by Cole Pritchard is a fadeaway, no good. Rebound Jacob Olmstead. He tries a baseball pass to the other end, and it's stolen away. So Pleasanton gets the ball right back. They'll get it in on the low block, trying to find Garrett Reese. Triple team back out for a three, which is good by Caleb Pritchard. 3-point bucket by the Bulldogs, And Pleasanton takes the lead at 3-2. 6.5 to go first quarter. And at the other end, a shot up by Brady Weiss, partially blocked and taken away. Deflected out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Pleasanton off the block by Garrett Reese. All kinds of stuff happening on that possession. And coming in now for Pleasanton is going to be Casey Janicek. And checking out is going to be Derek Tolles. 3-2 in favor of the Bulldogs. And Overton will settle back defensively here, playing man-to-man. Here's another three on the way. Off the dribble, good. Colin Janicek. So back-to-back threes here for Pleasanton. Baseball pass to the other end. Jensen Cherry picks, but he missed the layup. Got it back. Put it up. Set on the rim, won't go. And Pleasanton gets it, and Jensen falls on top of Cole Pritchard. So Pritchard will get the benefit of the doubt and the second foul on Jensen. And a timeout on the floor here by Pleasanton. They're up 6-2 and 2 minutes in the game, and Coach Giffen calls timeout. We'll be right back.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town and Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
And welcome back to High School Hoops here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, always on the web, ESPNSuperstation.com. 6-2 Pleasanton with the early lead on a couple of threes. And now they set it up down low. And off-balance jumper shot put it up by Casey Janicek, and it goes in. So Pleasanton hitting their shots, and they are up 6, 8-2. Overton with the ball. Olmstead up top. Pull-up jumper at the high post and knocking it down. Jacob Olmstead cuts it to 8-4, his first bucket, and now a foul in the backcourt, trying to put some pressure on Matt Ayton. That'll be his first. Team's third. And it'll be Pleasanton ball in the backcourt. Both teams want to apply a little bit of pressure. Got a score from Kearney High. It is Kearney 29, Grand Island 16 at the halftime of the boys' game tonight in Kearney. Here's a three-pointer off the pick again by Janicek, but this time it won't go. Offensive rebound, stuck back up, won't go by the Bulldogs, and that was Caleb Pritchard. The ball goes out of bounds off of the Bulldogs. So Pleasanton showing a little extra motivation, apparently, here out of the timeout, or out of the opening tip, actually. They're really getting after it. Overton just staying that same smooth tempo that they usually have as Dallas Bavard is into the ball game. Little pick and roll down to Olmstead. He turns, he squares, he scores. And Jacob Olmstead with his second bucket. 8-6 Pleasanton, 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Bulldogs will walk the ball up with Colin Janicek. Get it into the paint. Off the dribble, it's going to be Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard gets it underneath with a short jumper up and in. Casey Janicek. Good ball movement, and Pleasanton working real well away from the ball right now to get guys open. With it is Brady Weiss. Thought about a long three, decides against it, gives it off to Bavard. Dallas Bavard lost it off his hip, picked it back over to Weiss. Long three over everything, and the rebound brought down by Casey Janicek. And Janicek needs some help. Pleasanton throws it away underneath Weiss. Layup good. Brady Weiss with the steal and bucket. 10-8 Pleasanton, and now another long throw and into the stands trying to make the steal, Matt Ayton. And so now Overton steps up the hustle factor a little bit. And Pleasanton will take it out in front of the Pleasanton fans across from the benches here at Overton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here on ESPN. Inbounds pass comes to the right elbow to Garrett Reese. He turns and hands it off to Pritchard, and his pass into the corner to Janicek is at his toes and goes out of bounds. Pleasanton, a team that always takes care of the ball, has given it up four times in the first 4 minutes of this game. And Matt Ayton will bring the ball into the front court, left hand, man-to-man, guarded there by Janicek. 5 second count is on, and turns and hands it off to Zach Olmstead into the corner to Weiss. Weiss bounce pass back underneath to Zach. Layup there. Good two-man game. Zach Olmstead with his first bucket. And we are tied at 10. So the early six-point advantage for Pleasanton has been wiped out. 3:45 to go, first quarter, off the dribble, Cole Pritchard, baseline left side, turnaround jumper, won't go, rebound comes down to Bavard, and up the floor comes Olmstead, thinks he can take his man off the dribble, goes to the baseline, and Jake kicks it back out. Zach has it on the right elbow, turns and hands it off to Bavard, finds the cutter, we missed the layup, put it up too strong, and the rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. Good-looking play, they just didn't finish that time. Garrett Reese on the baseline, he looks for the cutter, finds the trailer, Cole Pritchard up and in. Pretty impressive ball handling by both teams so far, finding the open man and getting the man open, 12-10. Pleasanton, Weiss forces one in the lane, got it to go, and draws the foul. Brady Weiss with 6 points already here in the first quarter, ties the game at 12, and a chance at a three-point play to take the lead. Into the ball game for the Bulldogs again is going to be Derek Tolles. The foul was called on Garrett Reese, his first, team's third. And the free throw is on the way and in by Brady Weiss. And Overton regains the lead, 13-12. Quickly up the floor with it, the Bulldogs get it to the left-hand corner. Caleb Pritchard finds an open eight-footer. It's dancing on the rim and goes home. Caleb Pritchard with 5 points. 14-13 Pleasanton. Overton quickly gets it into the front court. Both teams getting the ball in and getting it going. Not necessarily attacking the bucket in transition, but trying to get it into the front court as quickly as they can. And Olmstead gets position, and Zach, with a little spin move to the hoop, puts it up and in. 15-14, both teams hitting shots, doing their strength, getting it in for Overton. Now Reese at the other end gets it inside, and he got clobbered, and he hits the ground hard. Reese with a good spin move and kind of got hooked, landed on his wrist, and he's taking a look at it. Foul is on Zach Olmstead, his first. And getting up, Garrett Reese is going to be okay, or at least well enough to shoot the two free throws. And the first one is going to be short. 15-14, Overton, 2.5 to go here in the first quarter. Second free throw is up and in. So Reese hits 1-2. We're knotted up again at 15. And after a short breather, Cole Pritchard comes in for Reese. Kind of look at that elbow, the arm, the wrist, whatever it was. He banged on the foul there and see if he's okay. Pleasanton, some pressure. Overton gets it across the timeline. Ayton will find Brady Weiss. Weiss between the circles, bounce pass kicked into the crowd. Earlier tonight in the girls' game, Overton pulled away in the second half for a 58-39 victory. It was 24-20 at the half. And Overton then was up 40-33 and end up winning the ball game by 19. They attempted 20 free throws in the fourth quarter to pull away. Here's Olmstead forcing his way in. Shot blocked from behind by Casey Janicek. Got it back and put it up and in. That'll make it 17-15 in favor of Overton. And the shot for three at the other end is going to be up and no good by Pleasanton. And on the rebound attempt, over the back's going to be called. And let's see who the foul's going to be on. Looks like it's going to be on Overton and Brady Weiss with his first personal foul. So Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. And the inbounds pass dropped off the leg there of Derek Tolles and out of bounds. Turnover for Pleasanton. So back over to Overton and a timeout going to be called here by the Overton Eagles. Coach Jay Stair sees something that he wants to change up. It's a full-length timeout, 2:01 to go first quarter, Overton 17, Pleasanton 15, and we'll be right back on ESPN.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here on KXPN Kearney and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. As we head towards the Christmas break, we'll be at the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament next week. Monday, Pleasanton plays Arapahoe. Also next week on Tuesday, Kearney Catholic and Axtell battle. Tonight, the Kearney Catholic girls had no problem beating Elm Creek just down the road. Right now, there's 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. The JV boys game was an extremely long game tonight, and it's pushed everything back. Girls, a long game too. But right now, the boys of Overton looking at each other, the Olmstead boys. Zach waiting for the pass from Jake, and Jake threw it right past him. And Overton turns it over for the second time. So they had their press break set up beautifully and just didn't connect on it. Pleasanton has the ball back, down by two. A little pick and roll, nice pass underneath, and another nice pass to Janacek, who lays it up and in. Pritchard went up to shoot it and then saw Janacek was open, so he handed it off to Casey, who scores and has a chance to tie the ball game. Now he can give him the lead with a free throw, and the foul goes on Brady Weiss, his second. Six fouls in this quarter on Overton. Free throw good. And Casey Janacek has 7 points in the ball game coming off the bench. He'll take a breather now. And Overton is going to sub in. Here comes freshman Tanner Ryan into the ball game. And Weiss, the senior, will get a breather. But Brady kind of knows how that goes. He's played a lot when he was young as well. Olmstead with a basketball. Jake gets it into the front court. Has it between the circles. Down one with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Off the left wing, Jacob Jensen gets it to Olmstead. That's not Jacob Jensen, that's Olmstead. Has it knocked away? They'll have to throw it in. So you've got Bavard out there, Ayton, both the Olmsteads, and Ryan. Looking to get it in. They've got to go to the outlet. Tanner Ryan out on the left wing. Back between the circles to Bavard. Now to Olmstead. They open the lane. He drives. He scores. Zach with eight now. And it's 19-18. Back and forth we go. Ball at the top of the circle. With it underneath, Pleasanton forcing the jumper on the wing. Reese can't get it to go. And Overton gets the rebound with Jacob Olmstead. 1 minute to go here in the first quarter of play in our FKC boys contest. Down on the low block, Olmstead. Zach makes a move to the hoop, lays it off for Bavard. Bavard is fouled, and he'll get two. Dallas to the line to shoot two. And both teams continue to move the ball very well. The foul is going to be called on Garrett Reese, his second. So Reese and Pate each have two. Pate got two fouls in the first 45 seconds. He's been on the bench ever since. Of course, they've been able to hang in there without him, so they're surviving the first quarter with Pate in foul trouble. Free throw by Bavard is up no good. He'll have a second one coming. And the free throw is up and in. So Dallas gets one of two. 20-18, first quarter here. Overton leads it by two, and Pleasanton with a basketball. Stutter dribble, Colin Janacek picks it up, gives it off to Caleb Pritchard. Pritchard hands it right back off, and Toll's a little out of control, lost the handle, and it's going to be taken away. Olmstead up the floor with it is Jacob, all the way to the right baseline. Jumper no good. High in the air, Janacek pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass, Pleasanton wants to run. Cole Pritchard brings it into the paint. A running 8-footer off balance, no good. Rebound brought down by Zach Olmstead. Outlet pass trying to find Bavard. Bavard in traffic is fouled underneath the hoop on the shot. Two free throws coming up. That was like trying to run down a greased pig right there. Everybody was getting up and down the floor looking to find a basketball, and nobody could score it. Into the game for Overton, Nicholas Seeberger. And they're going to call a double dribble, it looks like, on Overton. Thought there was a foul, but apparently not. So Pleasanton has it with 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Colin Janacek, pick and roll, and it could not be handled cleanly by Casey Janacek, so it's turned over. 2 seconds, 1 second, Olmstead from half court. It's no good, and we have completed one quarter of play here in this FKC boys battle. It's the Overton Eagles 20 and the Pleasanton Bulldogs 18. Back with second quarter action in a minute on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Overton. And again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as Pleasanton gets the ball and immediately gets it inside for a shot that won't go. Offensive rebound put up once, won't go by Reese. Second time, we've got a foul. And it's going to go on Matt Ayton. He's got two. Jensen has two. Weiss has two. So that means add one more in there from Olmstead, and you've got a 1-1. For Pleasanton, Pates has two and Reese has two. Garrett Reese at the line to shoot a 1-1. Give you some first quarter numbers here in a moment as the free throw is up, and it is too strong. Set on the rim, almost rolled back in, and Jensen goes high in the air to pull down his second rebound. Overton had three turnovers in the first quarter. I had Pleasanton for seven, and we've got a foul away from the ball. Matt Ayton trying to get open, and he's shoved off on Colin Janicek, who went to the ground, and Ayton now with three fouls. And he's going to have to come out. Bavard's back in. So Pleasanton 7, turnovers, Overton 3, rebounds, Pleasanton 6, Overton 5. Three-point shooting, Overton 0 of 1, Pleasanton 2 of 4. Free-throw shooting, Pleasanton 2 of 3, Overton 2 of 5. Top of the circle with it is going to be Caleb Pritchard. Hands it back to Janicek. Goes to the baseline to Austin Pate. Fadeaway jumper left baseline from 8, won't go. Jensen with the rebound. Jake good outlet pass. Here comes Overton, Olmstead to Olmstead. Jacob to the baseline, right block jumper goes. 6 points for Jacob Olmstead, 7 for Weiss, 8 for Zach Olmstead. That's the bulk of the scoring, and a 3 for Janicek in transition is too strong. And the rebound is Zach Olmstead. And Zach didn't have numbers, so he'll slow it down. Casey Janicek has 7 and Caleb Pritchard 5 to lead the way for Pleasanton. 22-18, Overton with the 4-point lead. Their largest so far. Olmstead trying to separate himself. Puts up a tough jumper right side. No good. Rebound Cole Pritchard. His third. Off to Janicek. Janicek left side. Goes up top of the circle to Cole Pritchard. Hands it off to Pates. Pates right elbow. Kicks it back to Pritchard. Attacks the baseline. Scoop shot up and in. Cole Pritchard with the layup. 22-20. I'll tell you what. I know it's early in the year and it's early in the game. As Weiss gets by his man, and he drives to the hole and misses it. He was looking for a foul, didn't get it. And the rebound brought down by Garrett Reese, his fourth. And up the floor they come. Janicek fakes the three, cuts to the hoop. Oh, and a charge called on Janicek. Zach Olmstead slid right in there and got the call. Wave off the made bucket by Colin Janicek. That'll be his first foul. But considering Pleasanton is playing on the road at the number one team in D1 with basically everybody back from last year's state finalist team, Pleasanton plays like this all year. They're going to be really, really good. Here comes Weiss, tries to get into the lane, forces the double team to come out on him. He lobs it over to Jensen, and he lobs it over his head. Turnover number 4 for Overton. So the boys' race in the FKC could get interesting. Axtell might be down a little bit, but Loomis is up. Pleasanton's back there. Overton's still there. Eustace Farnham's going to be pretty good. And the ball goes out for Pleasanton on the right wing. Now they're starting to miss the three-pointers. That's an air ball from the right side, and it's going to be rebounded by Brady Weiss. So after making their first two, Pleasanton has now missed 4 threes in a row. 22-20, trying to get it down to Jensen again. It's going to be deflected away. Getting a hand on it is Cole Pritchard. You're listening to high school basketball, Fort Kearney Conference style on KXPN AM Kearney and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda with you here in Overton as the inbound pass comes to Jensen. Finds a position right underneath the hoop. He'll turn and score. Jacob Jensen with his first bucket of the basketball game. 24-20, Overton by 4. Now in trouble, Pates in the lane, has it stripped away. It's loose out towards midcourt, still loose. Olmstead trying to avoid the official. He gets it from one Olmstead to another, and then a bounce pass to Weiss goes over his shoulder, and he gets called for a travel. He went to grab it. It stuck on his shoulder and a turnover. Kearney High leading Grand Island with 3.5 to go in the game. Well, now 2 minutes to go in the game, 54-42. Bearcat boys with the lead. Here it's 24-20, Overton, 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, and a three-pointer. Austin Pates rattles around, won't go. Jacob Jensen ties up Garrett Reese on the rebound, and the arrow points the way of Overton. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report will run down the first half stats of our boys' game. Look back at the girls' game, which Overton won, 58-39. We'll chat with Coach Glenn Snodgrass about their first victory of the year. Right now, man-to-man, still staying strong here for the Bulldogs. Lob it down to Jacob Olmstead, a full 360 and a left-handed, one-handed jump shot doesn't go, but Reese can't quite grab the handle on the basketball. Clay Weber has checked in for the Bulldogs, and Overton has it underneath their own hoop. Keeping the pace moving here in the boys' game, trying to get it down low to Jensen, who's posted up, draws the double team, hands it off to Weiss, who got it right back to Jensen, missed it, got it back and scored. Jacob Jensen, good position underneath, and has his second bucket. 26-20, quickly into the front court. Pates has it for Pleasanton. Janacek thought about the three on the left side of the key and passes on that. Gives it to Cole Pritchard, reverse it right side, Weber. Back up top, Pates fakes the three, gets the pick. Doesn't go anywhere. Just slides to the right. Now Weber, open three, top of the key, and Clay buries it. First shot attempt of the game for Clay Weber is good for three, and it's 26-23. Overton by three. 4 minutes to go, first half. Posting up high post. This time Jensen catches it. Got to get out of the paint. Throws it up top to Jacob Olmstead. Great crossover dribble by the big guy who drives and scores and draws the foul. Oh, Jacob Olmstead. You don't see many big guys that can move with the ball like he just did. Outstanding move. And the foul is called on Colin Janacek, his second. Jake missed a couple of free throws in the first quarter. He has got 8 points. And looks for number nine right here, and it's on the way and too strong. Long rebound. Chased out of the corner by Cole Pritchard, his fourth. 28-23, Eagles. 3:45 to go here in the first half. Pleasanton, for the moment, spreads it out, tries to drive in, getting tripped up. Is going to be Pritchard. He scoops it off. They save the possession. Pates tries to wrap it around, and Reese wasn't ready for it. It goes off his noggin, and Pleasanton turns it over, but now they steal it away in the front court. 2-on-1, taking it at Jensen. The shot is missed. Rebound, Reese, up in, and a foul. Now Garrett Reese has a chance at a three-point play. Reese stayed in the play the whole time, even after that pass. The previous possession went off his melon. Casey Janacek comes in, and Cole Pritchard checks out. The foul on Dallas Bavard is his first. 28-25, and a chance to cut the lead to two here for the Bulldogs. It's up. It's long. It's no good. And a long rebound out to Zach Olmstead, his third. Numbers aren't there, so he'll slow it down and give it off to Brady Weiss. Weiss, both the Olmsteads, Jensen, and Bavard are the five on the floor for Overton. Because Matt Ayton has three fouls, so he's on the bench right now. With it, Zach Olmstead up top, tries to lob it into Jacob. He's got three guys on him. He finds a way to keep the ball alive and knock it off a Bulldog out of bounds. Great athleticism again there by Jacob Olmstead just to even get a hand on that basketball. Weiss to throw it in underneath the Eagle basket. They'll box the lane. Two cut to the right, two to the left. They get it to Jensen. Ball fake. Got his man in the air. Drives by. Janacek blocks it. Casey with his second block. And up the floor they come. Pates wide open three. He fires. It's over everything again. And the ball's chased down in the corner by Overton's Brady Weiss. Remains 28-25 Eagles. 2:45 to go first half. Weiss trying to get free. Up top, Olmstead. Three for Zach is good. First three of the ball game for the Eagles, and the lead is back out to six at 31-25. At the other end, short jumper won't go. Pates and Jensen's there to get the rebound. Quick outlet pass up the right wing to Weiss. Weiss, great bounce pass underneath to Olmstead, who scores and draws the foul. Way to see the floor by both Jensen and Weiss there for the Eagles. The foul is going to be called on number 23, Colin Janacek, and now he has three. And that will force Pleasanton to call a timeout. It will be a full-length timeout. With 2:24 to go in the first half, the Overton Eagles have extended their lead to eight. It's 33-25 here on ESPN Radio.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Don't forget, college football bowl season gets underway tomorrow, and we've got all three in an ESPN Radio triple header. BYU and UTEP, Fresno State and Northern Illinois, and they've got a new coach. And then, of course, the nightcap, Frank Solich's Ohio Bobcats against Troy University. At the line is going to be Zach Olmstead to try and complete the three-point play. He's already got 13 points here in the first half. And the free throw is up and in. So Olmstead, 8 in the first quarter, 6 in the second. He has got 14 points here in the basketball game. And that'll make it 34-25. The lead is 9 for the Eagles, their largest. And a shot blocked by Jacob Jensen inside. Here comes Overton, 4-on-2. Kick it out of the wing. A three-pointer, Jacob Olmstead will not go. Long rebound out into the corner to Austin Pates. Baseball pass up ahead. Janicek underneath. Partially blocked out of there by Jacob Olmstead. Picked back up by Reese. It won't go. Rebound is ripped out of there by Bavard. Here comes Overton. Layup up and in. Brady Weiss. 36-25, and Pates quickly up the floor here for another three. The trailer is going to put it up no good that time. Caleb Pritchard, rebound Olmstead. Zach gets it up ahead. Too fast that time, and the ball's turned over. Numbers aren't there right now. Pates is going to slow it up on the right wing for the Bulldogs. Look for a teammate, Reese. The trailer, he's a little tired trying to get back and draws the foul. That was quite an exchange there up and down the floor. Everybody's grabbing their shorts here, trying to catch their breath after that 40-yard dash six times in a row. They basically just ran a 44. A practice killer. The foul is called on Jacob Jensen, and it's his third. Two free throws coming up here, and the first one is short for Garrett Reese. Reese just 1 of 5 the line right now. 36-25 Overton, a minute 25 to go here in the half. I think that's an 8-0 run that Overton has put on. Second free throw, too long. Offensive rebound, though, put back up. No good by Casey Janicek. And the rebound brought down by Olmstead. That would have at least got some positive momentum going Pleasanton's way. But right now, they're in danger of being down double digits at the half. Left wing, Zach Olmstead. Olmstead handles the ball. A couple of dribbles to the top of the circle. Weiss throws it down on the low block. Turnaround jumper is no good by Seaberger, who's in. And the rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Casey Janicek will have it. Push the ball up the floor here. Left key to the right key. Play and catch. Pates and Cole Pritchard. Now back over to Pates. Tried the pick and roll. And a bad pass trying to get it down to Reese. It went right into the hands there of Zach Olmstead. That was an easy takeaway for Overton. Pleasanton's ninth turnover here in the basketball game. 35 seconds to go in the half. Overton may play for the last shot. They go to the old high 1-4. Just screen, screen, screen. No, they're going to take a 19-footer. Olmstead off the mark, no good. Rebound slapped around. Zach Olmstead gets it, and the shot no good, but there is a foul with 21 seconds to go here in the half. Foul will go on the Bulldogs, Casey Janicek. That'll be his first. And at the line, Zach Olmstead, 1 of 1, 14 points. He'll shoot two. And the first one is on the way and too strong. Overton not really helping the cause here from the charity stripe. Less than 50%. And back into the ballgame, Clay Weber for Pleasanton. And checking in for Overton, here's Joel Schaefer, a freshman, for the final 21 seconds. Just to make sure nobody that has three fouls gets four. Second free throw coming up for Zach Olmstead, and that's too strong. And Jacob Olmstead goes out and tips it wide, but it goes to Austin Pates. So Pleasanton should get the last shot here with 14 seconds to go. Pates with it one-on-one, working on Schaefer. To the right side, 8 seconds, draws the double team. Into the paint, he goes to Caleb Pritchard. Fadeaway jumper, no good, but an offensive putback, and it will not go. Pulled down by Overton, and that is the end of the first half. Cole Pritchard had nobody on him and could not get the putback to go. So Overton uses a little run to end the first half and put some separation between themselves and the Bulldogs. It's Overton 36 and Pleasanton 25. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this on ESPN Radio.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Overton. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to be here and bring you high school sports throughout the season. It is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Your score at the half in our boys' game, 36-25. Overton with the lead here over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. We anticipate a chance to chat with Pleasanton girls coach Glenn Snodgrass here in just a couple of minutes, because earlier tonight both teams came in 0-3 in the girls game, and after taking a 24-20 lead at halftime, Overton steadily pulled away for a 58-39 victory tonight over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. 16 points, 10 rebounds for Grace Eklund, 11 points, 7 rebounds for Miranda Farley, 11 more points for Kinsey Enox. For Pleasanton, 17 points for Courtney Dowell in the basketball game. Nicole Rasmussen had 10 rebounds for the Lady Bulldogs. Pleasanton is back in action tomorrow at home against Wilcox Hildreth, and Overton will be back in action tomorrow when they travel to Anselmo Myrna. We will have basketball action for you coming up on Monday from the Pleasanton Pre-Holiday Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9. It will be the Pleasanton Bulldogs in action, and Pleasanton will be taking on Arapahoe girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. Some other scores from tonight that have been passed along to us. The Kearney High boys have stayed unbeaten on the season, beating rival Grand Island 60-51 tonight. Bearcat boys win at 60-51. The Kearney Catholic girls beat Elm Creek tonight 54-25. And the Tri-City Storm, a winner tonight at Muskegon by a score of 4-2. The Storm will be at Chicago tomorrow night at 7:15 on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll come back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute here on ESPN Radio.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio. Here's a look at the first half numbers of our boys' game. First of all, for Pleasanton, Austin Pates got in some early foul trouble, so only played 40 seconds in that first quarter and did not score in the first half, had two rebounds. Cole Pritchard, 4 points and five rebounds. Caleb Pritchard has 5 points and a rebound. Colin Janicek has 3 points. Clay Weber has 3 points. Garrett Reese, 3 points, six rebounds, a block. And Casey Janicek has 7 points, four rebounds, and two blocked shots. I had Pleasanton for six rebounds in the first quarter, 12 in the second. Free throw shooting for the Bulldogs, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 0 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 1 of 5 in the second. Turnovers, 7 in the first quarter, 2 in the second. For the Pleasanton Bulldogs, foul situation, Colin Janicek has 3, 2 on Austin Pates and Garrett Reese. 18 points in the first quarter, but just 7 in the second. Pleasanton has 25 points, 18 rebounds, 2 of 7 from the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 blocks, and 9 turnovers for the unbeaten Bulldogs. We'll come back and look at the first half stats for Overton right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the second half or first half numbers we had for Overton. Dallas Bavard, 1.2 rebounds. Jacob Jensen, 4 points, six rebounds, and a block. Brady Weiss, 9 points, two rebounds. Zach Olmstead has a game-high 14 points, five rebounds, and Jacob Olmstead, 8 points and four rebounds. Five rebounds in the first quarter, 14 in the second. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first, 1 of 4 in the second. Three-point shooting for the Eagles, 0 of 1 in the first quarter, 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first and 4 in the second. Overton foul situation, Matt Ayton and Jacob Jensen each have 3. Brady Weiss has 2. 20 points in the first quarter, 16 in the second, and at the half, the Eagles have 36 points, 19 rebounds, just 3 of 9 from the free throw line, 1 of 3 from 3-point land, 2 blocks and 7 turnovers, and at the half, it's Overton 36 and Pleasanton 25. One other score to pass along to you here that we've received, a girls' final, Loomis 53 and Cambridge 28. So Loomis 53 to 28. There you go. We will take a break and be back with the second half in just a moment. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Overton 36, Pleasanton 25. Second half action is next.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Symatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
college football's bowl season on ESPN Radio. 23 bowl games.
Running right, turns the corner, has the first down and more across midfield. Just 1 minute. 20.
He's at the 10, the 5, touchdown.
Every game of the bowl championship series, including the Tostitos BCS National Championship.
Flash bulbs pop, the king of college football. They've won the national championship.
It all kicks off with the New Mexico Bowl Saturday on ESPN Radio.
The Pleasanton Bulldogs will get the ball to start the third quarter here, trailing by 11 after Overton got the last 8 points of the first half. And here's a pick and roll down low, and Jacob Jensen is going to go up, try and block it, and he just got called for his fourth foul. And two free throws are coming up for Cole Pritchard, so a good move there by Pleasanton. They took it right at him, and, of course, Ayton also has three fouls, so they might target him next as the free throw is up and in by Cole Pritchard. 36-26 into the ball game for Overton is Tanner Ryan. And the second free throw is up, and it is in for Pritchard, so he hits them both. Neither team shot free throws well at all in the first half. And Overton trying to throw over the top of the press here. Throws it way over the top and out of bounds. So Overton a little flat here on the first 20 seconds. Giving up a foul, 2 points, and now a turnover. So maybe a chance for Pleasanton to get a quick start here to the second half. As Colin Janicek brings it up over the left wing. A 17-footer is up too strong from Pritchard. But Cole Pritchard gets Caleb's miss, and they'll try again. Austin Pates with it. Try to reverse it, nobody there, so right back to Pates. Try to post up Reese, and as they go with a wraparound bounce pass, it'll be kicked by Ayton. And Pleasanton will take it out in front of their own bench. Doug Goodell, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, bringing you tonight's Fort Kearney Conference basketball doubleheader. Overton trying to get the sweep. The girls won 58-39. The boys lead 36-27, first minute of the second half. Pleasanton has the ball. Pace with it on the right wing, guarded by Ayton. Bounce pass to Reese, double team, but he's got position, puts it up too strong on the turnaround jumper, and Ryan will have his first board of the ball game. Tanner gets rid of it to Weiss, and Weiss will bring the ball up the floor. Brady stops center circle, goes right side to Jacob Olmstead, into the corner to Zach. Zach tries the baseline, runs out of room, rifles it out towards center court. Matt Ayton makes a pretty good catch on that one to keep the ball in play. They'll reset things and kind of spread the floor here. Kick it out of the wing. Here's an open three on the way for Weiss. It's no good. High in the air. Pleasanton rebound goes to Garrett Reese. That'll be his sixth. Up the floor with it's going to be number 21, Caleb Pritchard. They'll try to get it down low again. Reese cut off by Olmstead. Out to Pates for three. It is too strong. Rebound Reese. Had it for a moment. Got it back. Dishes it off for a short jumper that is missed. He got it again, and Reese scored. Garrett Reese just kept on keeping on and finally finished the play off with his second bucket. 36-29, the Pleasanton fans start to make a little noise here as the Bulldogs have sagged back into a 2-3 zone here. Overton with the basketball. Ayton skip pass up top Olmstead. Jacob into Zach in the paint. And as he gets inside, a quick foul called on the Bulldogs. And it's going to go on Garrett Reese, his third. First of the half on Pleasanton. So Colin Janicek and Garrett Reese have three for Pleasanton. Matt Ayton has three, and Jacob Jensen four for Overton. Two free throws, and the first one is up and in for Zach Olmstead. He's got a game-high 15 points, and Overton has their first point of the second half. 20-18 after one. It's slowed down a little bit since then. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound, Pleasanton. Garrett Reese grabbed it, went for the outlet pass to Caleb Pritchard, and Caleb wasn't looking. And it's turned over by the Bulldogs. Their 10th of the ball game compared to 8 for Overton. So a free one here for the Overton Eagles, leading it by 8. And not as much running and gunning here to start the second half as we saw earlier. And as Olmstead makes a move to the hoop, the ball's knocked away. And then in the outlet pass, it's deflected away. It goes to Pleasanton. So Overton will give the ball right back. Not a very crisp start to the second half for either team, but especially Overton. No flow yet to this second half, and we played 2.5 minutes. Janicek tried to lob it inside, turned over. There was nobody there. Outlet pass to the other end, and Weiss has it stripped away and out of bounds off Caleb Pritchard. So Overton will take it out underneath their own hoop. They've had some success with these inbounds plays. They try to jam it in fairly deep to one of the Olmstead boys if they can. Here they go out to the free throw line to Jacob. One dribble, and his pass over to his brother is deflected, and it still gets to him. He backs up for the three and hit it. Well, when the ball bounces your way, it bounces your way, and that's what happened on that possession for Overton. And Zach Olmstead hits the three, 40-29, the lead right back to 11. And at the other end, the ball's going to be deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Pleasanton. The 11-point lead, equaling the largest of the ball game for Overton. Pleasanton trying to get a three set up on the inbounds play, but it's covered. And the Pritchard boys playing catch on the right side. Colin Caleb driving in and putting the shot up is Caleb. It's no good. Rebound, got his own, and he's fouled on the return shot. So more free throws. Foul is going to be on Zach Olmstead. And Coach Jay Stair saying, guys, got to get moving in there, got to box out. Zach Olmstead with his second foul. And the free throw is up and no good by Pritchard. 5 minutes exactly to go here in the third quarter. And the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Caleb Pritchard got one of two, and he now has 6 points in the ball game, 40-30 Overton. Just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Weiss into the front court. Long bounce pass to Olmstead on the baseline. Puts his head down, drives, and draws the foul. Pleasanton wanted to charge, but instead Garrett Reese has just been whistled for his fourth personal foul. And two free throws coming up for Zach Olmstead. Let's see what Coach Bill Giffen elects to do. Maybe that's not. No, they're going to call it on Casey Janacek, okay. So that's his second. It's not on Reese, it's on Janacek, and the free throw is no good by Olmstead. Second free throw on the way, and that one's in. So Zach gets one of two. He's got all 5 points here in the half for Overton. 41-30 the score. And with it is Colin Janacek. Crossover dribble goes nowhere. On the low block, they get it to Reese. Back out to Pritchard. Caleb to the baseline. Tough jumper. No good. All kinds of fighting in the lane for that one. And Tanner Ryan comes out of there with it for Overton. Here come the Eagles. With it, Weiss on the right wing. Kicks it back to Olmstead. And his outlet pass to Weiss is going to be tipped away, but Brady's able to corral it. Brady Weiss will bring it out to the center court. Set the offensive play up. Bounce pass, high post, Zach Olmstead turns to the left hand, drive, shot no good, fight for the ball on the floor, will get a jump. Arrow points the way of Overton. Olmstead and Reese battling for that one and tying up. Garrett Reese been all over the place here in the first 4 minutes of the half. And it will be Overton basketball. They'll throw it into the right wing. A quick three, Matt Ayton. It's too strong. Nobody grabs the ball, and they're going to give it to Pleasanton. Overton is 2 of 6 from beyond the arc of the game. Pleasanton is 3 of 10. 41-30, Overton. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play of this FKC boys contest. Left wing, Caleb Pritchard, drop step, now gets the pick, dribbles it off his foot, and another Pleasanton turnover. Overton brings it up. Weiss, he sees a crease, comes all the way in. Oh, he got fouled. No call. As many fouls as we've had, they didn't get that one. And now underneath, Ryan gets free. Great pass to him from Zach Olmstead. And Tanner Ryan gets his first bucket. 43-30. Overton with the lead. Pleasanton just can't score right now. Reese, bounce pass, knocked away, out of bounds. Going to belong to Pleasanton. And into the ball game for the Bulldogs. Austin Pates and Clay Weber return for Overton. Here comes Dallas Bavard. Pates is out there. Casey Janacek, Cole Pritchard, Pates, Weber, and in comes the ball. Pleasanton with the basketball. Janacek being harassed by Brady Weiss. Swings it over to the right side. Now reverses it to Janacek. Looks at a three. Fires it, and it will not go. Long rebound comes out to Bavard. Third for Dallas in this basketball game, and Overton will push the ball up on the right side, just about lose it. Corralled there by Jacob Olmstead. Back door is open again for Tanner Ryan. He'll lay it up and in. Tanner Ryan with back-to-back buckets. It's a 15-point game. And Pleasanton in a little trouble. They get it down the low block. Cole Pritchard is fouled. And Cole will go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on Tanner Ryan, his first. And that'll be the third foul of the half on Overton. First free throw coming up for Cole Pritchard. He's 2 of 2, hit a pair earlier in the quarter. He's got 6 points. And this one is short, no good. Into the ball game for Pleasanton is going to be Caleb Pritchard. Garrett Reese waiting to check in if Cole Pritchard makes it. And let's see if he can for the Bulldogs. Free throw is up, and it is in. Just to kind of tell you how things have been going here for Pleasanton, they had 18 points in the first quarter. They've scored a total of 13 since in 13 minutes. 45-31. Pleasanton tries to put a little pressure on here, but Overton breaks the press. Into the right-hand corner, Ryan, ball fake, working on Janicek. Pace went for the steal, tipped it but couldn't grab it. Picked up by Zach Olmstead. Gives it over to Weiss, fires it into Ryan, and it's ripped out of there that time by Casey Janicek. And Overton will have it stolen away. Up the floor with it is Caleb Pritchard. Bounce pass, low block, Garrett Reese turns, lowers his shoulder, puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound missed by Casey Janicek on the putback, and Tanner Ryan has it for Overton. Pleasanton's missed a few of those here in the quarter. Now Weiss misses a layup, and another jump ball on the rebound. Tie up there between Tanner Ryan and Clay Weber. And the arrow points the way of Pleasanton with 2:24 to go here in the third quarter. It was 36-25 at the half. It's 45-31 here. Overton with 2:24 to go in the third quarter. Pleasanton basketball looking for some points. Cole Pritchard, they've got one field goal in this quarter. The other 4 points have been from the free throw line. Pates with it right side, looks for the pick to shoot the three, and it's in and out all the way down and kick back out. Brady Weiss will have his third rebound. Pleasanton can't buy a bucket. Weiss coast to coast, kicks it into the corner. Zach Olmstead for three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Pleasanton. In trouble is Cole Pritchard, and the ball finally deflected out of bounds off of Overton. And timeout on the floor by Pleasanton. They'll have two timeouts remaining. This is a 30-second timeout. 1:55 to go in the third quarter. It is still Overton 45, Pleasanton 31 on KXPN Kearney, ESPNSuperstation.com.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Owen and Conley and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, who I found out today is the coolest person in the world. Didn't know that, but I found that out today. I'm Doug Duda here with you on ESPN Radio. A minute 50 to go here in the third quarter of play. Our boys' FKC game, Overton 45 and Pleasanton 31. Reese sets a pick for Paints into the right-hand corner. Pleasanton's got to find a way to get a bucket here. Overton's playing great defense, but also a few missed shots. There's another missed two-footer, but the offensive rebound finally put back up and in by Cole Pritchard, and it makes it 45-33. Overton content to walk it up. In that first half, off a made bucket, these teams were sprinting down the floor trying to beat each other back and get an easy bucket. It's not the case here. Neither team's overly deep, especially Overton, and so maybe that's affected them. A little foul trouble. Jensen's on the bench with four. Ryan tries to get it inside, deflected away, and Overton turns it over for the 11th time in the game, fourth in the quarter, pushing it up. Janicek takes it all the way left side, lays it up and in. So back-to-back buckets here for Pleasanton, gets the lead down to 10, 45-35, a minute to go, third quarter. Weiss, top of the circle to Bavard, left wing. He'll hold the ball. Both Olmsteads, Ryan, Bavard, and Weiss on the floor right now for Overton. Low block, they get it to Olmstead. Free throw line, back out Ryan, and his jumper will go. Tanner Ryan has 6 points here in the quarter, coming in and taking over for Jensen, who has the four fouls, and he has filled in remarkably well. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Pates thought about the three, had a hand in his face, back up top to Pritchard. Now out to Pates, has an open look at a three, and it's in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Colin Janicek, kicks it out for another three that is no good, and the rebound brought down by Olmstead. Still 16 seconds to go. Here he comes all the way. Tries to kick it into the wing. Zach to Jake. Jake for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound kicked back out to Jacob Olmstead. 6 seconds to go. Ball knocked away, stolen away, and Pleasanton, 2 seconds, 1 second, can't get a shot at the horn. Oh, and a foul going to be called. What happened was Pleasanton dropped the ball. It was picked up by Zach Olmstead, who just kind of threw it at the hoop as the horn sounded, and they call the foul on Pleasanton, and three free throws are coming up for Olmstead on a freaky play, and the foul on Pates is his third. Pleasanton was trying so hard to throw up a 70-footer that they're going to give 3 points here to Overton, and the first one is in by Zach Olmstead, 48-35. Second free throw on the way. It's good. There was a lot more time on the clock than either team thought during the last 15 seconds there. And Zach Olmstead's third free throw on the way and in. And that is just a killer. That is a killer. Instead of it being a 12-point game, it's a 15-point game. 50-35. Overton now has a cushion as we head to the fourth quarter in 1 minute.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Overton Sand and Gravel. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Proud to support all of our area high school athletes in and out of the game.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in and out of the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
And welcome back to high school sports here on ESPN Radio. Overton gets the ball to start the fourth quarter on the alternating possession, and they lead it 50-35 over Pleasanton. Only two players scored in the quarter for Overton, 8 for Zach Olmstead and 6 for Tanner Ryan. On the inbounds pass, it's going to be deflected out of bounds. Stay with Overton. Pleasanton got 5 in the quarter from Cole Pritchard, but Overton outscored Pleasanton 14-10 in that third quarter and have a comfortable 15-point lead. Inbounds pass comes to Olmstead. Zach is fouled, no call. Shot's going to be blocked out of there by Garrett Reese and picked up by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Trying to cut it. They get it to Janicek underneath. Throws up the wild shot. No good. Reese, good rebound. And a foul called on Brady Weiss. Trying to block the shot of Garrett Reese. 12th rebound for Garrett Reese. Two free throws coming up. Reese has not done well at the free throw line tonight. He is just 1 of 6. Trying to change that here. And he can't do it. It's off the front of the iron. No good. In the girls' game tonight, Overton pulled away. Up 4 at the half, won it by 19, 58-39. Second free throw is in and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Zach Olmstead. He's got 9 for Overton. Started out with such promise of being an up-and-down, high-scoring, close game, and it changed in a hurry. Here's a good back cut by Weiss, passed by Olmstead. He missed the little short one. A ton of missed shots here in this second half. And the rebound brought down by Colin Janicek. Outlet pass, Pates has it front court, just throws up a circus shot. A lot of bad shots being taken right now. Rebound pulled down, Reese, blocked underneath by Jacob Olmstead. Still Pleasanton ball. Pates free throw line, kicks it right side to Cole Pritchard. Pritchard got around his man, hands it off. Now back to Pates in the paint, little one-hand jumper, setting on the rim, won't go. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be Zach Olmstead with his 10th. Baseball pass to the other end. That's headed to the old weight room. And Overton turns it over. Overton has 13 turnovers. Pleasanton has 12 in the game from the line. Pleasanton is 6 of 13. Overton is 8 of 16. 3-point shooting in the game. Overton 2 of 8. Pleasanton 3 of 14, including 0 of 5 in the second half. Right side with it is going to be Caleb Pritchard. Got it underneath. Reese, another bunny missed. And the rebound brought down by Jacob Jensen. Well, I guess we could have about 20 more points on the board. It's just not happening. As Jensen shoots the three, it's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Cole Pritchard. 6.5 to go. No score in the fourth quarter. Turnaround jumper changing that is Caleb Pritchard. 8 points for him. That finally breaks the ice, 50-37. Overton by 13. With it is Weiss, lost his balance, just throws it up for grabs. It's going to be deflected out of there by Caleb Pritchard, and Overton turns it over again. Slowing it down, Cole Pritchard. Still time if Pleasanton can get some shots. Overton needs to turn things around as well. Jumper in the lane, Pritchard no good. Another offensive rebound. Reese missed it, though, and Jensen will get the rebound. Reese has done such a great job on the boards. He just hasn't been able to finish on those offensive putbacks. 5:40 to go in the game. Here's a cut to Ayton. Ayton knocked out of his hand, stolen away. Pleasanton wants to run. Pritchard to Pace. The layup is up and in. Austin Pace with his first bucket of the ball game. And Overton. Or did Pleasanton call timeout? Let's see who called timeout there. I think it was Pleasanton after the May bucket. No, Overton's going to take the timeout. I think one of the players called a timeout. Chase Stair didn't call the timeout. One of the players must have called a timeout. 5:31 to go in the game. Overton 50, Pleasanton 39.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
As always, a big thank you to Jay Stair, not only the boys' coach here at Overton, but the athletic director and all the fine sponsors allowing us to bring you high school basketball. Overton breaks the press out of the timeout. They get a short jumper. Cannot be finished by Jacob Olmstead. Rebound yanked down by Casey Janicek. Trying a baseball pass outlet the other end. It goes off Clay Weber's hands and out of bounds. The pass was just a little bit behind Clay. He saw Overton starting to close ground on him. He's thinking about the layup, and they couldn't put it all together. Full court pressure on here by Overton, and they'll get the ball in to Matt Ayton. Ayton hasn't scored, had some foul trouble in the ball game. Now the pass, trying to get it to Olmstead, stepping in front and making the steal. Caleb Pritchard, and Overton takes it right back at the other end. 1-on-4, Olmstead brings it in, throws it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Clay Weber. It's gotten sloppy as the ball comes into front court here for Pleasanton. Into the paint, short jumper is up, and why not? No good. Offensive rebound, no good. Third try, no good. Jacob Jensen finally gets it for Overton, and he is fouled. Boy, this is going to be a tough, tough tape for the Pleasanton Bulldogs to watch. They have done such a great job on the glass, and yet they have, I don't keep the misses, but they can't be, what, 2-for-20 underneath the hoop tonight? And that foul. Was the foul on, I don't know who the foul was on. They said somebody fouled out, but they only have three up on the board there on Casey Janicek. Well, it is on Casey Janicek. It's his third. Okay. That's what we've got. Four fouls each way, and now make it a fifth. And this one's going to go on Derek Tolles, who just checked in. And two free throws coming up for Jacob Jensen. 4:33 to go in the game, 50-39 Overton, but they haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter. Jensen trying to change that, and he can't do it on the first free throw. So Overton has went stretches so far this young season where they have ran into scoring difficulties. Second free throw is on the way, and it is in. So Jensen gets the first point of the fourth quarter here for Overton at the 4:33 mark, 51-39. Pleasanton only got 4 points themselves, many opportunities, and just didn't get the job done. Pritchard leaves it off for Weber in the lane, and he couldn't find the handle. Travel's going to be called. Misco Sports postgame show coming up when this one is done. And the loud banging you're going to hear at the end of the game is both coaches' heads probably in the locker room. Overton could be up by 10, or this game could be tied. Both teams have had their opportunity. Ayton gets rid of the ball to Jensen against the man-to-man to Bavard down the low block. Shoots, scores, and fouled. And Dallas Bavard with his first bucket of the ball game will have a chance to complete the three-point play. The foul is on Clay Weber, his first. And checking in now for Pleasanton, three faces we've seen, Reese, Janacek, and Cole Pritchard. Staying out there is Caleb Pritchard. And also Austin Pates. Free throw by Bavard is up and in. So Dallas completes the three-point play, and just like that, the lead is back to 15, 54-39. Overton with the lead, 4 minutes to go. Pleasanton on the right wing, trying to get it inside. Pritchard, it's covered. Overton still staying in that matchup, playing catch out at the top of the key here. Cole Pritchard and Pates. Pates trying to work off a pick, gets into the paint, draws the double team, throws a wild pass, it goes out of bounds off of Matt Ayton. Timeout situation, Overton has three, Pleasanton has two remaining here in the ball game. But since that first quarter, Pleasanton's offense has been pretty anemic. 18 points in the first quarter, 21 since. And on the inbounds pass underneath the hoop, somebody didn't cut the right way, and it goes right to Jacob Olmstead. Pleasanton's fourth turnover of the quarter. Overton has four in the quarter. Eagle with a basketball, and now we're at a point where they want to maybe run some clock. Olmstead comes in, has his shot blocked by Garrett Reese, his third block, but the loose ball is run down by Matt Ayton. So Overton will maintain. Olmstead to the baseline. Reverse layup up and in by Jacob Olmstead. His first bucket of the second half, and the lead is now 17. 56-39, and in the front court, a reach-in foul on Overton. Looks like it'll go against Matt Ayton. No, it's going to go against Olmstead. Jacob with his first. Fifth team foul. And Pleasanton will take it out on the sideline in front of their fans. Pates to throw it in. Looking, and has to go out towards midcourt. Lobs it out there to Caleb Pritchard. Off the pick, Pritchard left elbow, gets it to Pates. Pates pulls up from 16 and finally gets one to go. Austin Pates with his second bucket. 3 minutes left, 56-41. Overton with the lead of the ball. Jensen will hand it off to Zach Olmstead. Works it to the right side of the offense. Lobs it down low. And a little pushing on Jacob Olmstead and a foul called on Pleasanton. They were trying to keep him out of the paint. And the foul is going to be called on Caleb Pritchard. And a 1-1 coming up as Bavard will check out and Weiss will check back in here for Overton. Jacob Olmstead at the line. He's 0-3 from the charity stripe, has 10 points tonight, and the free throw is up, and it won't go. Rebound, Pleasanton's right there. In fact, a couple of Bulldogs. It'll be Garrett Reese. I've got him for 14, 15 rebounds, 9 of them here in the second half. Reese on the low block outside the paint, tries to give it right back. Overton knows the play's coming. Jensen steals it, fast break the other way, and Olmstead is fouled. The foul is going to be called on Garrett Reese. And that will send Jacob Olmstead back to the line to shoot two. That will be the fourth foul on Reese. 2:35 to go in the game. 56-41. Overton looks like they've about got this one officially put away. When we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, so stay with us as the free throw is up, and it is good. So Jake Olmstead hits his first charity shot of the night, 57-41. Again, both teams got to play again tomorrow. Overton travels to Anselmo Myrna. That's not a short drive. Second free throw, no good. And then out of bounds off of Jensen trying to get the rebound. For Pleasanton, they will be at home taking on Wilcox-Hildreth. That'll be a tougher test for the Pleasanton girls probably than the boys. As Wilcox-Hildreth boys try to get things turned around with Dave Morachik, their head coach for the first year. Up top with it off the pick. Janacek can't get the three. Over to Pates. Lobs it down into Reese. Reese backs in. Turn around and a foul called. And who are they going to call it on? Jensen or Olmstead? It's going to be on Zach Olmstead. That'll be his third personal foul. And two shots coming up for Garrett Reese. Overton fans didn't like it, and I don't blame them. The official was kind of screened away from what Olmstead was doing and looked like he had his hand all over the basketball. But nonetheless, the free throw was up and in by Garrett Reese. He's got 6 points. And at this point, I don't think it's going to matter. Second free throw short, and the rebound pulled down by Zach Olmstead. Plenty of boards in the ball game because we've had so many missed shots. Olmstead in the right-hand corner. Jacob pulls up with his dribble, gives it to Weiss. Weiss tries to dump it inside to Jensen, and they turn it over as the ball is deflected away. 17th turnover for the Eagles in the ball game. 2 minutes left in the contest, 57-42. Coming up after the game as Pritchard drives and shoots, and a whistle and a blocking foul going to be called to send Caleb Pritchard to the line to shoot two. And the blocking foul's on Jacob Jensen, and he is fouled out of the game. Jensen in limited playing time because of the fouls. 5 points, 9 rebounds, and 1 block shot. He'll foul out with 1:57 to go. Don't forget, after the ball game, we will have our NFL weekly shows, Pro Football Weekly, 30 minutes on the weekend's NFL activities with Boomer Esiason and company, and then Kevin Kugler hosts your fantasy football show for the weekend following that, as the free throw by Caleb Pritchard is no good. That's coming up next here on ESPN Radio. NFL Now, getting you ready for the big weekend. Second free throw, no good. Even the free throws have suffered tonight. Rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. 1:50 remaining in the game, and it's Overton 57 and Pleasanton 42. Doug Duda with you tonight on ESPN. Thanks for being with us. As Olmstead drives, the finger rolls Zach up and in. First points of the fourth quarter for him, but he's got a game high, 24. 59-42. Janacek trying the pick and roll. It's covered. Up to Pates. Can't get the three away. Over on the right side, three-pointer Caleb Pritchard, and it's going to dance in. Caleb Pritchard with the first three of the second half here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and it's 59-45 with a minute 20 to go. Ayton with it. Up top, Olmstead. And Overton may start to clear the bench a little bit. Let's find out. Ball lost by Weiss. He just got his feet tangled up, and Pates is going to go in for the layup and score. Austin Pates with the layup and bucket cuts it to 12, just a minute to go, 59-47. This may keep the subs from getting in, although they're waiting to check in for Overton. Baseball pass down to Tanner Ryan. Back out to Olmstead, 50 seconds to go. Couple of dribbles over on the left wing. They'll get it to Brady Weiss. 45 seconds to go, and Garrett Reese reached in to try and get the steal. Instead, he got the foul, and that's his fifth. And Garrett Reese will foul out of the ball game with 43 seconds to go. Heck of an effort on the boards tonight, but he was one of the guys that had trouble putting those offensive rebounds back in for points. I had him for 6 points, 15 rebounds, and 3 block shots in the game. And now here comes a whole host of new kids in with 43 seconds to go. Let's try and tell you who they all are. First for Pleasanton, Jason Nichols. Clay Weber's back out there. Brady Darby. Derek Tolles, I think, snuck back out there. And at the line is going to be Brady Weiss to shoot the 1-1. Free throws up and in. Weiss had 7 points in the first quarter. That's just his 10th of the ball game. 60-47. And the second free throw coming up here for Weiss. It's on the way, and it is good. And now Weiss will check out. Also on the floor for Pleasanton is Caden Zwiener. In there for Overton, Joel Schaefer. Justin Johnson's out there. Tanner Ryan stays out there. Anthony Fisher is out there. And let's see, number 24, Nicholas Seeberger, is out there. Here's a pull-up jumper, Clay Weber, in the paint. Won't go. Rebound, fought for underneath. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It's Overton basketball. In now for Pleasanton is going to be Alex Johnsey and Lucas Mills. 26 seconds to go. Inbounds pass comes to Fisher. Maybe one more opportunity for some points here for the Overton Eagles. 61-47, final 15 seconds. Fisher has it on the right wing. Get it down to Johnson, low to Ryan. Ryan comes inside, and he's going to be fouled by Johnsey. And so, oh, no, they're going to call a travel. I don't know what they called. I thought he signaled 2 shots. It looks like they're going to call a turnover on Overton. So be it. 8 seconds to go. Pleasanton now with a chance to get one more shot. Will they get it? Mills up top, picked up, shot at the horn, is on the way, and it's on the rim. Won't go for number 51, Dalton Hand, and that is the end of the ball game. Final score, Overton 61, Pleasanton 47. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on ESPN.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to high school basketball here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports open 7 days a week always, special hours always, but even extending shopping hours now here in the month of December. We're a week away from Christmas. Whatever you still have not taken care of on your Christmas list, or if you just can't come up with a gift for somebody, go in and get them a hoodie. It doesn't matter what it says on it. It's going to be warm, and it's going to be 25% off. Men's college hoodies, NFL hoodies. How about Husker T-shirts and sweatshirts? Over 40 styles for men, women, and children. You can't go wrong. A basketball, a football, a volleyball, a gym bag, running shoes, shorts, loafer and Husker gear, Kearney High, Kearney Catholic gear, Misco Sports. On the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Overton wins it by a score of 61-47 over Pleasanton this evening in our boys' game. The girls' game also went to Overton, 58-39. Let's see if we can finish up our stats here for you. We'll give them all to you after this quick 30-second timeout.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Now let's take a look at the final stats of the basketball game for Pleasanton. Austin Pates, all six of his points were in the fourth quarter. He had two rebounds. Cole Pritchard, 9 points, 10 rebounds. Caleb Pritchard, 11 points, 2 rebounds. Colin Janicek, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Clay Weber, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Garrett Reese, 6 points, a game-high 15 rebounds and 3 blocks. Casey Janicek, 7 points, and they were all in the first quarter. He had 7 rebounds and 2 block shots. I had Pleasanton for 18 rebounds in the first half, 23 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Pleasanton had 25 points at halftime, 22 more in the second half. And the Bulldogs finished with 47 points, 41 rebounds, just 7 of 19 from the free throw line, 4 of 15 from three-point land, 5 block shots, 17 turnovers. Pleasanton suffers their first loss of the year. They're now 3-1. Up next, the Bulldogs will host Wilcox Hildreth tomorrow. They welcome in Arapahoe Monday. You'll hear that on Classic Hits 98.9. And then Tuesday, they'll play either Bertrand or Litchfield in their pre-holiday tournament. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Overton right after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Symatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Doug Duda with our producer engineer Stacy Johns here on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for the Overton Eagles. Here's how things broke down for them. Dallas Bavard, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Jacob Jensen ended up with 5 points, 9 rebounds, and a blocked shot. He fouled out and missed a lot of the basketball game in foul trouble. Brady Weiss, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Zach Olmstead led the way today with 24 points and 11 rebounds. Jacob Olmstead, 11 points, 5 rebounds, and he also had 2 blocked shots. Tanner Ryan, he came in and played some big minutes, especially in that third quarter when Jensen got his 4th foul. All 6 of his points there were in the third quarter. He also had 4 rebounds. I had Overton for 19 rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half, free throw shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, and 10 of 15 in the second half. So it was a little bit better in the second half there. 3-point shooting, 1 of 3 in the first half, 1 of 6 in the second half, turnovers 7 in the first half, and 12 in the second half. 36 points at halftime, 25 in the second half. Overton finished with 61 points, 35 rebounds, 13 out of 24 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, 19 turnovers. Overton improves to 3-1 on the season with a 61-47 win over Pleasanton. They travel to Anselmo Myrna tomorrow, and then the holiday tournament again in Ravenna on the 27th and 28th. Overton will play Loup City, and the winner of that is going to play Ravenna. I'll just say that. Ravenna's going to play Centura. They always play some pretty good ball games, but Ravenna number one in C2, so there's a potential battle of number ones, but that's on down the road. And Overton coach Jay Stair joins us now on the Misco Sports postgame show. And, Coach, boy, the way this thing started, I thought we were going to have a good old-fashioned 1970s type of game, 88-86, but things changed in a hurry, and I suppose for a variety of reasons. You get the win. It was a hard-fought win. I guess your thoughts on the game tonight.
Well, I knew it was going to be a tough game for us. Pleasanton has a very good basketball team, and they were undefeated. They had won their first 3 games, and we were just hoping we could come in and have a lot of energy and play the type of basketball we're able to play. And it looked like we might start doing that at the beginning, but obviously with the foul trouble that we had at the beginning of the game with Jensen Kidd and Aiton and Weiss getting in some early foul trouble, and, you know, Pleasanton taking advantage of that. They're getting to the hole, you know, they're making free throws, they're getting a lot of rebounds, way too many rebounds for my liking, and they battled, and we overcome some adversity with the foul trouble and obviously the poor free throw shooting in the first half and for the game and whatnot, but we scrapped. You know, we had some kids come off the bench and play some big minutes for us tonight, and they did a good job, and we're very fortunate to have this win.
Yeah, talk about Dallas and Tanner were the two kids that came in and spelled you. Pleasanton's going to shove in more guys. They're going to run more guys. They were in foul trouble, but they have some more natural depth, it would seem. But we talked about Tanner reading the stats, and Dallas played well as well.
Tanner and Dallas in practice usually are the guys that kind of stick out a little bit rather than the starting five. And we feel pretty comfortable, you know, with Dallas being the first couple games. This is probably the most Tanner's played, but he has the capability. He's obviously a little wet behind the ears being a freshman and stuff with some of the things. But it's good to see how he responded in that type of atmosphere. He did some good things. He obviously did some freshman mistakes at times. But all in all, I thought he did well. And Dallas, you know, he battled in there. There are some mess-ups defensively, not just from those two guys. It was us all night. We just, you know, it didn't seem like we were communicating as well as we have in the previous couple games that we've played. But they did a very good job of coming in, like I said, with the foul trouble, with Jensen picking up his 4th foul, 12 seconds into the third quarter and putting Tanner in there right away. And you know, I thought he did an outstanding job for the scenario that he was in. So, like I said, everybody else stepped up. Zach was huge tonight. You know, it took him a while. He joked with me. He goes, it only took me four games to get going. But, you know, he definitely stepped up on the offensive end and pulled us together a little bit.
It seemed like it still stayed physical, even though there were a lot of foul problems. Pleasanton got a lot of offensive boards and just could not put them back up in there. Talk about, I guess, so many missed shots, and there's probably three or four different reasons why they were. Was there one main reason that you thought tonight? Is it still just too early in the season? Was it physical? Was it trying to force it back up too quick? What was the story?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think obviously some fatigue can be involved in those shots. Obviously, when if it's us or them getting offensive rebounds, generally them, just because they had so many offensive rebounds tonight. You know, when people don't concentrate, and it goes with any level of basketball that you've seen. You know, Doug, you see a lot of basketball too, and it just, when kids are tired and they're just trying their butt off and stuff, and they don't think about and they don't concentrate on the little things that they need to do. And I tell our kids in practice that I think the free throw is the easiest shot, just because you don't have to worry about anything. There's nobody around. Yes, everybody's quiet and everybody's watching you, but one of the toughest shots is the layup, just because you think you take it for granted and it's going to go in. And even when you get offensive rebound in traffic or whatnot, you know, if they're not concentrating, the ball's not going to go in. And they work their butt off to get the rebound, but then, you know, they just kind of let down a little bit on the shot. And going to the physical part, you know, Pleasanton and Overton usually have quite a few battles when we play, and it's usually a physical basketball game, whether people are in foul trouble or not. And, you know, some people probably don't like it, but, you know, it's physical. It's basketball. That's how most games with Overton and Pleasanton and R, and we weren't shying away from anything, and we weren't expecting any less from them, because we know they rebound well, we know they play good in-your-face defense, and they help out. So hopefully we can learn from this and get better from it too.
Finally, Coach, three games to go before 2011 rolls around. You got to go to Anselmo tomorrow. They've been a team you've been able to handle quite a bit in the past. Then you're going to see you're going to see two FKs. Loup Platte schools, no matter what, Loup City, and then either Centura or Ravenna. You got some challenges still ahead this year or this month.
Yeah, you know what, and it's an old cliche. You look for the next game and stuff, and we're not taking anything lightly. We're not looking forward to that stuff just yet, I hope. You know, in Selma Myrna, we've been able to, you know, play them pretty handily in the last couple years or whatever, but we usually don't play very well up there for some reason. Last year or 2 years ago, I think we played up there, and I think we were a better team, but I think we only won by maybe 2 or 3 points. 4 or 5 years ago, you know, when we played them, you know, I think we beat them by 50 points, and we turned around, and when they were used to be in the holiday tournament in Ravenna, we beat them by 2. You know, and it, I mean, there were back-to-back games, and obviously you don't want to take anything lightly, but hopefully we can come back. You know, kids played hard tonight. They're probably going to be a little bit tired and drained tomorrow and fatigued, and hopefully we can come out and execute what we need to do to get that done, and then get into the break, because, you know, I gave them a little bit of time before or after football started, but we need a break. We need to give the kids a little bit of a break, get away from the game, get their legs back under them a little bit, and take on a good, you know, I think they're a good Loup City team. They're obviously a little bit young, but they're improving. Paul does a good job with those kids. Hopefully we can come out on top, obviously, on that, and it'd be fun to face Ravenna. I always like playing against Mr. Baronic and stuff. I think our kids look forward to that challenge, but obviously we won't get that challenge if we don't take care of business. And obviously if they don't take care of business against Centura as well, we could still probably face them. But we're looking forward to try to just get better each day. And, you know, I think after these five games that we play, our guys hopefully got their basketball legs back and, you know, get rid of the football stuff after their great football season and stuff, and just try to concentrate now on basketball and get back to work.
All right, buddy. Good luck tomorrow, Jay, and we'll see you after the holidays. Go finish up your Christmas shopping for those little kids.
It's done, sir.
Hey!
Done. That's what my wife's for. Thank you. Thanks, Doug, for your coverage, man.
Thanks, Jay. Jay Stair, head boys basketball coach at Overton. Winning at 61-47. We'll wrap it up right after this time out of the Misco Sports postgame show.
We're proud to be recognized as a leading ag bank, proud to be a leading commercial lender, proud that our staff has all the qualities of good hometown folks. We're Town & Country Bank, Ravenna, Litchfield, Pleasanton, and Kearney.
ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center hope you have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Doctors Conley and Owen and their entire staff wish you and your family all the blessings of the holiday season. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
You've been listening to the Visco Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio. Up next, our NFL Weekly, NFL Now. Our final scores tonight in the girls' game, 58-39, Overton, 16 points, 10 rebounds for Grace Eklund, 11 for Miranda Farley and Kinsey Enox. Pleasanton got 17 points tonight from Courtney Dowell, 10 rebounds from Nicole Rasmussen. And again, here in the boys' game, Overton wins at 61-47. Zach Olmstead, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 11 points for Brady Weiss and Jacob Olmstead. Pleasanton was led tonight by Caleb Pritchard with 11 points, 15 boards tonight for Garrett Reese. Visco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, open 7 days a week just for you. Check them out this weekend to finish up your Christmas shopping or get yourself a little something. Visco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Again, thanks to our producers and engineers tonight, Grant Sparks and Stacey Johns. This is Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us tonight. Again, the final score, 61-47. It is Overton taking your boys' game tonight over Pleasanton. Enjoy the college football and NFL football this weekend here on ESPN Radio.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperStation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperStation.com.
Preview on Westwood One. A comprehensive look at this week's action in the National Football League. Now, here are your hosts for NFL Preview, Boomer Esiason and Scott Graham.
From Westwood One, this is NFL Preview. Hi, everyone. Along with Boomer Esiason, I'm Scott Graham, getting you set for week number 15 in the National Football League. Boomer, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great, Scott. Happy holidays to everybody out there. We got a lot of playoff implication type games this weekend, and I can't wait to get to them.
Got some good stuff. Our Monday night game here on Westwood One, we'll have the Chicago Bears going up against the